Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Hello and welcome to Workday Afternoon. I'm Melissa Hyak. Heart failure is a prevalent cause of death in Singapore. It's responsible for 1 in 5 deaths here. About 4.5% of Singaporeans live with some form of heart disease, but there is still a progressive form of heart disease that is underdiagnosed locally. Well, today we'll find out more about the disease, what can be done, and whether it can be avoided.
Health Suite on Money FM 89.3.
Joining me today to talk about an underdiagnosed and progressive heart disease called ATTRCM is Dr. Koo Chun Yuen, consultant of Department of Cardiology at the National Heart Centre, Singapore. The condition under our microscope today, the name in full, is transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or rather ATTRCM. Well, Dr. Koo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Melissa, and good afternoon to all listeners. Okay. I'm Chun Yuen from Heart Centre. Very happy to be here today.
And we're very happy to have you here to tell us about this condition. It seems to be, as you know, I had introduced earlier, underdiagnosed. So maybe just give us an idea first what ATTRCM is.
Okay, so ATTRCM, or transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, is an underdiagnosed and potentially fatal disease involving the heart muscle. So it is caused by an abnormal deposition of proteins on the heart muscle. So this protein is actually called transthyretin, and that's why that's the name, transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. So transthyretin is normally produced by the liver, and in health, it helps to transport thyroid hormone and vitamin A in our blood. But sometimes this transport protein can become misshapen, and this abnormal misshapen protein can then deposit in the heart and other organs, causing disease. So when this protein builds up in our heart, the walls of our heart become very stiff, and a stiff heart is unable to relax properly to fill with blood. And this then results in what we call cardiomyopathy. And as the condition progresses, the heart becomes progressively weak and is unable to pump enough blood to meet our body's needs. And then heart failure can result. So similarly, this abnormal transthyretin protein can also accumulate in other organs of the body, such as the tendons, the kidneys, the gastrointestinal tract, the nerves, and lead to disease in these organs.
So it sounds like when we were to trace all the way back to the cause, right, it's because of this transthyretin protein that is, I couldn't quite tell what you said. Was it misshapen?
It becomes
misshapen.
So if you imagine this transthyretin protein, in healthy individuals, it functions as a transport protein. So usually I imagine it like a Lego comprising of 4 blocks.
Right.
And somehow, for some reason, the 4 blocks disintegrate and becomes like a plasticine structure. And this plasticine structure then clumps together, and then they deposit in various organs in our body, causing disease.
Oh, you know, you should use that analogy a lot more often. It makes it all a lot clearer. So what causes this protein to, you know, change its shape or, to disintegrate?
Yes. So there's actually 2 types of transthyretin cardiomyopathy, or 2 ways in which this transthyretin protein can become abnormal and accumulate. So the first type is called the wild type, and this is thought to be due to the aging process. And thus, this wild type usually occurs in older individuals and also thought to be more common in males. We have a second type, the hereditary type. This is caused by abnormalities in the gene or DNA that make up the transthyretin protein. It can thus run in a family, and the chance of an affected individual passing it down to his or her children is 50%. So this hereditary form affects both male and female and usually occurs at an earlier age. An interesting fact is for this form, besides the heart, most patients also commonly develop nerve problems.
With the lifespan increasing, right, and you know, self-perception being very different, you know how people say, oh, 50 is now the new 40s, you know, and 40 is new 30s and all that. When you say older individuals, you know, if it's the wild type, right, the aging, the ones that are caused by aging, when you say older, what kind of age range are we talking about?
Usually more than 70 years old.
Okay. So the hereditary ones, when you say earlier age, is anything below 70, I suppose?
Actually, the age of onset ranges between 50 to 70, can also occur in older individuals, but it usually the symptoms usually starts when they are young, even in their 50s.
Mm-hmm. But the prevalence of this condition in patients, what in proportion to perhaps the population, what kind of prevalence are we talking about?
Well, because this condition is an underdiagnosed condition, so the exact prevalence is expected to increase. But for many years before this, it was thought to be a rare condition. And it's only in recent years that people have found that, hey, it's much more common than was previously thought. So to give a perspective, one of the most common form of heart failure in elderly individuals called heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, which makes up about half the heart failure cases in Singapore, a study has found that 10% of these individuals actually have this form of transthyretin cardiomyopathy instead. It's just that it was not diagnosed before.
But the maybe to help also our listeners, right? What are the kind of symptoms to look out for?
Yeah, so the symptoms may vary depending on the location and extent of this abnormal protein infiltration. So in a very early stage, you may not have too many symptoms. But as more and more proteins accumulate on the heart muscles and causes the heart to become stiff, one may develop symptoms such as breathlessness when you're walking and when you're lying flat. You may develop leg swelling, you may feel fatigue, and if this protein accumulates on the conduction system of the heart, it can lead to irregular heart rhythm or even heart blocks, and patients may feel giddy or develop palpitations. So if this protein deposits on the tendons, it can lead to backaches, numbness of the hands and legs, and some patients may even experience a tingling sensation or pain in the feet if the nerves are affected.
Yes. Well, with all due respect, some of the symptoms that you mentioned are also fairly common symptoms experienced in a normal course of the day, or, you know, too much activity. Like, for example, a person with a very sedentary lifestyle, and I'm guiltily talking about myself, you know, I do experience like breathlessness if I were to, you know, take the stairs too much, or if I've been, you know, too excitable and then I'm talking too much or talking too fast, I get breathless, right? So at what point does it become a clinical concern or something that we should be worried about and to go see a doctor?
Yeah, I think that's a very good observation and question. So if your symptoms are getting progressively worse, and if you have any family members who may have similar condition or who told you that, hey, I have this transthyretin cardiomyopathy, and you should get yourself checked by a health professional. And this is also precisely why the road to a transthyretin cardiomyopathy diagnosis is complex and frustrating for many patients and physicians alike. So because the symptoms of this transthyretin amyloidosis is so similar to that of other more common conditions or more common causes of heart failure. And so this is also one important reason why this condition is underdiagnosed. So studies have also shown that patients report having had to visit 4 to 5 different physicians before eventually receiving the correct diagnosis.
So actually it sounds almost like even the medical practitioners themselves may also need to be, how would you say, made more acutely aware of the existence of this condition.
Yes, so previously the awareness of this condition was lower, and it was thought that it's so rare. But now with effective treatment available and with increasing awareness of this condition, more and more medical professionals are coming to realize that this condition is actually more common than previously thought.
So for the wild type, right, you've mentioned some indicators that might make a person more likely to have this condition, aging, right, and older people, 70 and above. What other sort of factors, right, might contribute to this?
Actually, it's aging and so far, there are more...
Lifestyle factors?
Yeah. So, unfortunately, studies have not indicated that changing your lifestyle can reduce your risk of getting this wild-type transthyretin cardiomyopathy, because it's due to an aging process. So, and the other form is hereditary type, which is in the gene. So, unfortunately, there is not much we can do that we know that can reduce the occurrence of this condition. But I think a healthy lifestyle, with regular follow-up with your healthcare professional and monitoring your symptoms would mm-hmm. always be important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad you said that, because for a moment there I was getting quite depressed. You know, nothing you can do, you know, it's just aging. Yeah, so I think you have different people who age differently, and it's usually a function of the lifestyle or health choices that you make, right? Yeah, but for those who might have it, inherited, right, the DNA from, is there any sort of screening process, tests that are available that can help one perhaps, you know, knowing the history in the family to get tested to ascertain whether or not you have a higher likelihood of developing this ATTRCM?
Yes. So there's actually at least 120 known gene mutations in the transthyretin protein that can lead to the hereditary form. And usually what we can do for the family is that the patient himself or herself is diagnosed with transthyretin cardiomyopathy and gets tested for the gene. And if a gene is identified, that means if the gene in that patient is known to cause transthyretin cardiomyopathy, we then say that this patient has a hereditary form. And then there is a 50% chance of his or her first-degree relatives getting the condition. And so the relatives can choose to check themselves for the same gene. And if they have the same gene, they would need to undergo screening by heart specialists and nerve specialists. If they do not have the gene, then it's likely, I think they just have to monitor themselves and do not need to go for regular screening.
What about the correlation between ATTRCM and other forms of heart diseases? I think like the ischemic heart diseases and other forms, yeah. Is there any correlation? If my father, for example, had a stroke, right? So that's in a way, medically, I'm like not a doctor, obviously. would he be, and he has high blood pressure, for example, right? So does that make him or maybe the rest of the family perhaps a bit more predisposed to developing ATTRCM?
Not exactly, because there are different disease processes. But the disease that you've mentioned actually has many similar symptoms as ATTR cardiomyopathy. And thus, that is also why many patients initially, they were told, oh, you have ischemic heart disease. Oh, it's because of your high blood pressure that you're feeling so breathless. But actually, they might have transthyretin cardiomyopathy instead.
Right. Okay, and then just now, also when you talked about those who might be in the second category, those who, just more predisposed, right, genetically to develop this. You mentioned that it affects male and female, females quite equally. But what about the wild type? Is there a gender bias? You know, do males get it more than women, females, or do females get it more than males?
Yeah, so far for the wild type, studies have shown that, different studies actually have different, somewhat conflicting findings, but most of them have shown that the males are more likely to be diagnosed with the wild type form.
Okay. But of course, that doesn't mean that women, think they can just sit back, relax, and, you know, start eating their fried foods, etc. So maybe I think it's worthwhile revisiting all the preventive measures or preventive habits, right, or lifestyle habits that we can adopt to ensure that not only do we stave off, conditions like ATTRCM, but also other sort of heart diseases.
Yes.
Perhaps just run us through again.
Yeah. So just to sum up the parts about ATTRCM, the chronic progressive condition affecting the heart, currently there's increasing awareness of it, and studies have shown that it's underdiagnosed. So common symptoms will include breathlessness on walking and swelling in the legs. There are specialized heart scans and bloods available to diagnose this condition. And if you are diagnosed with this condition, there are treatment available currently. And very importantly also, heart disease is getting more prevalent in Singapore with our stressful lifestyle. So always important to make sure that for older individuals especially, to check your cholesterol, make sure you're not diabetic, check your blood pressure at least once a year in the primary care. And then if you have been diagnosed with diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, to control these risk factors well, because at the end of the day, all these are important risk factors that increases your risk of heart attack, ischemic heart disease, etc.
I'm so glad you brought up the stress as one of the key factors, because a lot of people think, oh, okay, I just need to be more active physically, eat more. But then, internally, in dealing with problems and their worldviews, how they look at issues and their interactions with people, they tend to get, you know, kind of all wound up. And sometimes as you get older, that actually worsens. So thank you so much for that reminder. And it's been great talking to you, Dr. Koo.
Thanks, Melissa. It's been great talking to you as well.
Very happy to be part of your awareness-raising campaign, in a way, to bring more attention to this very underdiagnosed and underreported condition. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you.
Have a good long weekend. Huh?
Yes, to you and our listeners too. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Koo.
Thank you.
Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Koo Chun Yuan, consultant of the Department of Cardiology, National Heart Centre Singapore, about this condition called ATTR-CM, which is very much underreported and sometimes underdiagnosed. This has been Health Suites on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.